Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey guys, I just wanted to...
Wait, I do the hey guys. Okay. Hey guys, welcome to Mantra Martinis. There you go.
Oh, I was just going to say that we have been crazed. You've been working like crazy. We just took our daughter to sleepaway camp today. Our son just graduated elementary school. It's been insanity. And people do always ask for an unedited version of our podcast.
Which I always request too.
Which you do too. Yes, and I'm always against it. But we literally have no time to edit. So we're putting out an unedited version of our podcast. So...
almost unedited.
I don't.
Yeah, there was just like a couple little things I had to take out.
Oh, do you even need to say it?
No, like, sorry.
Okay, right. Like whatever. No, what was it? I can't even imagine because we literally just recorded 5 minutes ago. No. So please just be a little patient with us today. You might like it more. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, people request it all the time. Okay. So maybe.
Well, this is it. So
I'm recording this after we recorded, so I might sound like we just recorded.
Right.
But anyway, here it is, our unedited right before our year anniversary. So we finally did it. So please be a little easy on us. We're just being vulnerable and putting it out there, and we love you and
enjoy.
Enjoy and any kind of issues with it, please send a Dax Shepherd, care of Armchair Expert. Yeah, just send it to him.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Just not us. Welcome back, everybody. This is Marriage and Martinis. I'm Adam, and here's Danielle.
Hi.
I don't know. Anyway.
You're still, you are in the thick of work right now.
Yeah. All right, we don't have to talk about it. I don't want to bore everybody.
I know. I just want people to understand what's going on. You're in the thick of it.
Well, speaking of that, I am trying this new vodka. And by new, I mean it's been in our fridge for 3 years, I think.
Oh, open like that?
No.
I would hope not.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's open. Alcohol, it can't. Oh. Like you can't get
I knew that.
Germs and
I knew that.
Things. Yeah. The alcohol
Why are you
won't
telling
kill
me
it.
Something I knew already?
So I'm trying it for the first time. We've had it for so long. It's a mandarin blossom vodka made by Hangar One, which makes really good vodka. This is not a sponsor, by the way. In any way whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of recommending it because I like it. And we don't talk much anymore about what we're drinking, right? So I just thought I'd throw it out there.
Okay.
I like it.
Awesome. Hangar One.
If you like orange flavored vodka, including both the fruit and the blossoms of mandarin trees. That's kind of cool.
Mm. I'm interested to try it.
It's like floral and like citrusy.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
yeah. All right. Anyway, mm-hmm. like you said, I've been nonstop with work. I'm in retail. I want to either write a book. I either want to dictate to you to write a book for me.
I was just going to say, you're not writing shit.
Right. Or
there's got to be an app for that.
I want to do a podcast episode about something specific. And I don't think it's going to be entertaining to any of our listeners. So it's going to be something completely separate.
You want to do a podcast episode about something specific, but you are being so fucking vague right now.
I know. I call it the rules of retail. So this does pertain to our audience. Okay, because you're all shoppers, right? You all go into stores, you all buy things, you all interact with...
I used to.
Right. Well, now there's Amazon, so you don't interact with shit. Right.
I just meant I used to shop.
Right. Well, Amazon delivers, Wegmans delivers. Like, there's no more going to the store. But when you do, there needs to be a new set of rules updated for 2019. Because it's not 1990 anymore where... the customer's always right, and all the other old rules that don't apply anymore. Like, it's a different experience out there, and the shit that I hear and see every single day will blow your mind.
Yeah, if you should not do an episode. Maybe when you retire, you could do an episode about it.
Well, I don't say where I work.
And tell me the stories, and sometimes some of my friends will go into the store and they'll text me and be like, "Holy shit! When Adam comes home tonight, be really nice to him," because I saw a customer and what she was doing in the store to him.
I mean, it's insane what people think they're entitled to shopping. Like, it's a simple thing. Pick the thing off the shelf. There's a price. Buy it. You're done. That's the end of it. Okay. Don't try to pull one. I'm going to give one quick example that everybody does. Okay. This is like paragraph one of my new novel coming out. Okay. I'm just going to give you one thing. Please don't do this while you're shopping. If you bring something to the register and for whatever reason it doesn't scan or the price wasn't on the shelf, whatever it is, it's not funny when you say, "Oh, it must be free."
Free, right? Yeah. Oh, I guess I get it for free.
It's not funny.
Right.
We don't think it's funny.
Right.
It's not going to be free.
You hear it all the time.
Like, that's my one click little.
Right.
It's annoying.
Right. Okay? Totally.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's like how Sylvester Stallone probably hears now when he's walking down the street and someone's like, "Yo, Adrian."
Right.
He's like, "Really?"
Yeah. Like, don't do it.
Right. Yep.
That's it. But yep. I got like 1,000 more of those. Mm-hmm. If you're interested, let me know. I really want to do this. I really want to.
No, there are some stories that you tell me and I'm like, yeah, holy shit.
Bizarre. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
but you also have some very nice customers who are very loyal
and wonderful. I love my customers. Thank God for my customers.
Oh yeah.
So I'm not bashing them in any way, except for some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Anyway.
Well, I was going.
Oh, go ahead, please.
Can I talk?
I would love for you to say something.
Oh, thank you. So nice. I was going to say I wasn't going to talk about this, but I wanted to say I feel like we did something kind of bold this week that I'm kind of proud of. Do you know what it is? What I was going to talk about?
Well, we dropped our daughter off at sleepaway camp today.
Yes, that is not it.
Okay. Bold. Can you define bold?
Like something that I think when people heard what we did, they were like, "What the fuck?" But it worked for us, so we did it.
This week,
Thursday specifically.
I don't even know what day
it
is.
I know you don't. I know you don't.
My days are like,
well, we, after having a discussion with our daughter, our 13-year-old, who is graduating eighth grade, we decided to skip her eighth grade graduation.
Right. Oh, I had to do some explaining, too.
Which was very controversial, it turns out.
Yes. Middle school. Let's emphasize middle school.
Okay, yes, middle school. And listen, she's a phenomenal kid, but like, she wasn't getting any awards. She wasn't making any speeches or anything. And she actually has made some phenomenal friends this year. I love her friends.
Yes.
But overall, I think middle school has been, as it is, I think with most kids, very bittersweet for her. I think she's had a lot of wonderful things. I think she had a lot of not wonderful things. But we have a humongous middle school. I don't even know, like 2,000 kids. I have no idea what the exact number is.
It's a lot of kids.
It's a lot of kids. I mean, the school itself is humongous. And they go and they do it at a community college, which is like 30 minutes away. And everybody comes, you know, and it's hard to get seats. You know, people like can't, you know, like, I don't know, do they camp out? Like, it's like the Avengers movie.
Oh, it's hours early that people are there.
Yeah, people are there hours early.
It's
so then
chaos.
If you get there the regular hour early, you can't even get seats or anything. So I said to her, I was like, do you want to go? Because what it is they call everybody's name, you get the diploma, you know, you're driven a half hour, it was, you know, I knew you were exhausted. It was an exhausting week. And my niece and my nephew were going to be visiting. And I was sort of like, do you want to go? If you want to go, we want to see it. Like, we'll totally want to see it. And she was like, no, I really don't care. Like, I honestly don't care if I go or not.
I love that kid.
I love that kid too. But had she said yes, I would have been like, yes, let's go. But she was super like, and she knows she can tell us. But she was like, no, I really, I almost don't want to go. And I was like, okay. I was like, so what we did was instead you went to work because you needed to work. And she and I went with my niece and we got pedicures. We all went to lunch. We made it like I felt like the time we spent that day, especially right before she was leaving for sleepaway camp, I was like, it was a really nice day.
Right.
And for us, it worked. I didn't want to go. I didn't want to sit there. Like, I just didn't want, high school's going to be a completely different thing. But anyway, turns out, people don't really get it.
Well, I got to say, I spoke to a few people, guys, that had to go. And we're like, dude, you're so lucky. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the worst thing ever.
Right.
Which I knew it would be. Because these things are.
No, and some kids loved it. I saw pictures of some of the kids online, and they looked like they were having a really good time. It's not for her. She's more introverted. She doesn't love crowds. She does not do well in large groups. Like, she doesn't like any of that. But I just liked, I was proud of us because I feel like we didn't worry. We just did it. We were like, it's not, you know, and we, I just listened to a podcast this week, which was kind of old actually, with Jamila Jamil, who I love.
Who's
She's
that?
In The Good Place. She's the,
oh,
the gorgeous one.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
She's the main four.
In the main four. Yes. Right. And she's fabulous. I'm actually going to refer to this podcast episode a ton this episode.
Oh, wait, let me cut you off real quick. Just
really?
For a second. Yeah, because I don't want you to get off The Good Place.
Okay.
1,000 episodes ago, we spoke about The Good Place where you were trying to get me to watch it. And I was like, no, it's fucking stupid. Yeah. I have no interest.
No, and then you said you liked it.
And then I said I liked it. And now I just found out they're doing their last season and I'm really upset.
Mm-hmm.
I like the show.
I'm upset too. Yeah, but she talks about it's a. I'm going to talk a lot about this episode that she's talking to Jonathan Van Ness, who's one of the Fab Five in Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Okay.
But anyway, he has a podcast, and this episode I think is great. And she's talking about her fuck it bucket. That like when she has something that's like kind of bothering her, but she knows it works for her, and nobody else is going to understand it. She's like, I throw it in the fuck it bucket. And I was like, so when people were coming up to me and were like, you didn't go to eighth grade graduation?
Right.
I was like, just throw it in the fuck it bucket. It's fine.
I had to defend myself a few times.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I also had friends who were like, good for you. You know? So.
No, my friends were just like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
You're so lucky.
Yeah.
Is she really British or no?
Yeah, she really is British.
I've never seen her anything outside of the show.
Yeah, she was on the BBC for a long time, Jamila Jamil.
Okay.
Yeah. And now she's, I want to talk about her later.
Okay.
But yeah. Okay.
All right. So we're talking about trust.
Yes, we are.
Are you going to correct me by saying it's like redefine trust or anything? Or no, this is just about trust.
It's just about trust.
Okay. I don't know.
Yes. Yes. And it is a new episode. We have not done this topic before.
I've sworn off saying this is a new episode.
All right. Okay.
All right. So let's dive in.
Trust. Yes. And you're lucky I'm feeling sort of sorry for you this week.
I know.
You are lucky because this could be intense.
You know what? It could be intense. Mm-hmm. And luckily, I'm not going to go very hard on you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, fuck. Now you're fucked.
All right. Before we even start, all that I know about this episode is that you sent me my normal list of things you wanted to talk about, my questions that I have to answer. And all it was is trust. Like, it wasn't specific. So I wanted to know, because when you see something being talked about, trust in a relationship, your mind right away goes to infidelity, to adultery, to cheating. Like, that's number one.
I would have said that a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so because for me, I'm like 2% that, 98% everything else.
Oh, yeah.
As far
now
as trust.
To me.
No, I'm not saying me. I'm saying how I answer to these things.
Right.
For the both of us.
I think for me now, trust takes on a completely.
Yes.
After the year we've had, the few years we've had, but especially this past year.
I just don't want people to think that we're going into this talking about cheating.
Well, I'm going to talk about that a little bit.
Of course you are, mm-hmm. But because that's part of it. But what I'm trying to say is that could encompass this whole thing when you see something about trust.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to let people
know. I do think this is going to be an ongoing series, sort of, because I do think that it's such a broad topic, and it connects to so many things. It connects to forgiveness. It connects to vulnerability. You know, it connects to all these other aspects of relationships and life that you can't talk about trust without all these other things. So we really, in one episode, can only hit the tip of the iceberg, especially for us and everything we've learned in the past year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead with what? Answer the question?
No, go ahead with the first question, sure. But I tried to keep it very extra simple. I tried to dumb it down more than usual.
Thank you.
Because I know the week you're having. And I feel bad for you.
I did notice that because
I used mostly like less than 5-letter words.
Yes, I read the questions and I'm almost like, this is not going to be intense enough of an episode about trust.
Because, we'll do more.
Yeah, I realized that these were kind of simple 10 questions for me.
Which is really saying a lot. I love you, though.
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like there's ever been a time when you couldn't trust me? So when me, Adam, could not trust you, Danielle.
That is correct.
Yes. So like I said initially, this is not about cheating on me.
Okay, well, you can start there. Has there ever been a time when you were concerned I was cheating on
okay.
you?
Okay, I want to kind of morph two questions together because they're kind of the same here. So the third question...
I'll allow it.
Yeah, thank you. The third question was, in what ways do you think trust has affected our relationship in the past? So I want to kind of categorize these two together. So if that's okay with you, and I think it is, you already said that. So, yeah. So, did I ever think you would cheat on me? No. Never with another man. Yeah.
Well, elaborate on that. Do you think I would cheat on you with another
woman? Possibly.
Okay.
Yes. Cheat on me? I don't think you would ever... Yeah, maybe you would. Like, if you were out with one of your girlfriends or something might happen. Yeah, but they're all married, so I don't think... I'm thinking this through as I'm talking here. It's possible. I've never in my mind thought to myself, you're going to cheat on me. Leave me for another person. Have an encounter like with an alien? No, like with a woman?
With an alien.
Well, an encounter.
And then you said quickly with a woman.
Well, okay. I said encounter, so my mind went to alien.
Right.
Right. Would you ever cheat on me? Like by kissing somebody or yeah, with a woman, possibly with a man. No, I don't think that would ever happen. So I've never worried about you cheating on me with another person, with another guy. So that's never been a thing for me. Do you want to come back?
You said you were combining it.
Well, I did because I have more than, because like I said in the beginning, this is not just about infidelity. It's not just about cheating. It's not. So I have other things. But do you want to just stay on this cheating thing? Do you want to say what you were thinking about that?
Yeah, I think I had a period of no. I never thought you would cheat on me ever for so long. A lot of it has to do with the fact that you work in a family business. I could drive by your work at any time and see your car there and know where you are, and you don't come home till 7:30 at night. So, you know, I know that that's the time you come home after working all day. Like, I knew your whereabouts. I knew you had very little time, but then you started going out to dinners and stuff. And no, I never for a second thought you were cheating at the time.
At what time?
Which at time? The time when you were doing all of that, that never crossed my mind.
When I was like going to dinner
when
from
work
leaving, and coming home.
When you were leaving, you were for that long period of time that we talk about where you started leaving work and going out for dinner by yourself, you know, and just any excuse. I knew for you it was more alcohol than anything else. You were.
No.
I know you like to say it was alone time, but fuck that. Like I say, you could have been at the fucking library.
But I could be home
time
with alcohol. Like I it wasn't
okay.
About
it was
alcohol.
It was the mixture of the two. It was escapism, is what it was.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Okay. Oh, well, absolutely. That involved alcoholism, and you see, go ahead.
No, it's okay. I don't agree with you, but
how do you not agree? So why did you come home drunk every night if you don't agree with me?
We've done this so many times.
I know.
I keep going.
That's why I'm just saying it, because it's true.
Please continue.
There's no arguing that.
Fine.
You cannot argue with the fact that every time you came home, you were drunk. And then you started, you know, it upped the ante, and you were going to Atlantic City once a month for a few days. And even when you were there, I wasn't really worried about you cheating on me. Mm-hmm. Looking back, I think to myself, why wasn't I? But I really wasn't. I think Atlantic City for you really was, again, escapism. You wanted to drink. You wanted to gamble. You wanted to let loose. I do not think you're not the type of guy. I don't think that was on your agenda, cheating. The only time I think about is that night, which everyone tells me to shut the fuck up about, which is that night. If you listen to the guilt episode and you hear about the night of my birthday party and everything, and there is this inexplicable $700 bill that you can't explain, and you don't know why it was $700. How the fuck do you drink $700 worth of alcohol in 4 hours? I don't know. But that night, to me, I feel like I will never know what really happened. In my gut, I don't think you did anything. Mm-hmm. And in my gut, a little bit at this point, if you did, I have two options, because you're never going to come out with it at this point. So I have two options. I can dwell on it for the rest of my fucking life, or I could be like, you know what? If he did something, he's fucking paid the price 10 times over, you know. And you've been so upfront with so many other things, mm-hmm, that I do not for a second think that you...
Just so you know, I did my research.
Did you?
Yes. At a strip club in New York, if you were going to do something that would be to considered cheating, it's upwards of $2,000 or more.
Yeah, but that cheating, I'm not worried, but even cheating to me at a strip club is different than what it is to other people, because it's still lying to me when I said to you, did you have lap dances? And you said no. Well,
no, we're talking strictly about cheating as in
another person. To me, that's where it comes down to lying to me is cheating.
Okay, but that's a different, but there's many levels of cheating.
Right. But what I'm saying lying, to me is, yes. And people always say, you know, when they talk about that night and you know, and all the things that you did, he didn't cheat. No, you didn't cheat. But I argue that had you cheated one time in our relationship, had you gone out one night and that was the one thing you did, and it was, like something that was, what's the word? I'm missing the word.
I'm not sure, but you're making hand gestures.
I know. When you do something for like a short amount of time, it was, I don't know. But I feel like if it was something that I could pinpoint and know it happened and you could tell me the details and everything like that, I feel like that wouldn't be so much worse to me. And because then everything that happened, because everything was so gray, you know what I mean? It was, mm-hmm, so many gray areas to everything that's happened with us financially, with your time, with the drinking, with the lying, with the abandonment. Well, everything is so gray.
There's a lot of gray points in for me, too, because I was drinking too much and not knowing what was going on.
Well, that's what I worry about.
I know. But I feel like I could never look back and think there was another woman. There was never another. Like, that's the kind of thing
you would remember. You think you would remember.
Listen, don't you think? Like, I don't think you could go out and be. I wasn't on drugs. I wasn't like hallucinating. I wasn't like.
There are plenty of times when I'm drinking. Not plenty of times. There are some times when I'm drinking and we go out and you come home and the next day you say to me, holy shit, do you know what you did last night?
Right.
And I have no fucking recollection of it.
Right.
For real. And that's when alcohol really is bad. And you know, I think that is when I'm never in a situation or, but I think I know myself and everything that I do. I'm not ever, you never come home and you're like, holy shit, you started kissing someone when you're out.
Yeah, if there was
you said something stupid or you did something funny.
If there was a guy.
I could, if I wanted to, I could start kissing somebody if it was really, obviously I'm in control to some degree.
If there was a guy or a woman in your case and there was time involved, like you would wake up and remember, no matter how drunk you are, you would wake up and be like, holy shit.
I also think you have enough control over yourself that when you're drunk, as much as I can do stupid shit when I'm drunk, never have we come home the next day and you've been like, dude, you fucking tried to kiss somebody or you grabbed her breasts or like you've never
grabbed a penis from time to time.
No, I've never grabbed. I have no interest in grabbing a penis.
Well, it's happened. So.
All right. Maybe as a joke with a friend.
Yes, it was.
And okay, fine. And that stuff's whatever.
Of
I don't
course,
give a shit.
Yeah, fine.
But, you know, I just feel like I think you still have control over yourself. I'm not saying everybody.
As drunk as you are, as fucked up as you are, you don't get to that point where...
You know the boundaries.
Or if you do, you don't forget that the next day.
Right.
In my opinion.
Right, except that every time I ask you about certain times, you say to me, I have no idea.
There are certain things that I have no idea.
Right.
But
right.
If you said to me, well... Was there another woman? Was there?
Right. Right.
I never said,
basically,
I don't have any
what
idea.
What it comes down to is you're not lying to me.
Correct.
Right. That you're not saying, if it's something, then fine, that you don't remember.
Say that again?
If it's something that happened, you don't remember it. And I'm a little bit at this point like, dude, we have so many fucking bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and a little bit, I'm like, if I found out you slept with somebody, I'll fucking go sleep with somebody. Yes, I will.
Go ahead.
Okay.
But I haven't, but go ahead.
Right, no. But if I found out you would, I'd be like, free hall pass.
Would you? If I slept with somebody else?
I would certainly not feel guilty if I did it.
But you would like be like, oh, all right, past this in the past. You slept with somebody. Like, now it's my turn?
Not if I found out you were lying about it. Not if I found out it was something that you obviously knew about and were lying about it. If it came out now that you did something stupid one night... I just can't imagine feeling any worse about anything than I've already felt. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like things have happened that are so much more, I don't want to say serious. Everybody has their own set of boundaries, guidelines. We've gone through some fucked up shit. And I do think a little bit that as far as mistakes go, I think a little bit after, listen, all I do now is digest and inhale and want more of, you know, Esther Perel and John Gottman and all these people who are these voices of relationships and everything. And what I gather from everything that I've gotten is that we're all fucking human and we make mistakes. And we do stupid shit, and we do lie, all of us to different degrees. And you can sit there and you say, oh, I'm an honest person. I think to some degree, whatever it is, we all do it. Do I think the extent to which you were lying and, you know, and dishonest and betraying me and everything is okay? Fuck no. But... I do think out of all of it, and people will tell me I'm nuts, I do think out of all of it, the infidelity maybe wouldn't have been the worst thing.
Yeah, I see. I don't even agree with
that. Right, you don't agree with that.
Yeah, I don't.
I do. Wow. I do. I think that wouldn't...
You've said that forever.
Right, and I don't want to... Listen, it hasn't come out. So if it comes out... You might see me be like, oh, fuck that I ever said that. Like,
what comes out?
If it ever comes out that you cheated on me.
Oh, see.
And there are people out there who think you did.
Okay, fine. I'm not worried about what everybody thinks.
Right. Yeah. And neither am I. Right. But what I'm saying is there
see,
are people
me,
who do.
See, for me, for my fucked up point of view that I was in at that point, it was always to me that I'm not cheating, so it's not
right.
That
that's
bad.
What you did. Everything was I'm not cheating.
Yeah,
that was
I'm
your
not cheating,
leveler.
So I'm okay.
And that's another thing that makes me think you weren't cheating.
Yeah.
Is that I know that to you that's the worst possible thing.
Listen, anybody who's listening out there, if you can prove me wrong and I cheated on my wife with you, go ahead. Email us at marriagemartinez@gmail.com and let Danielle know, because
I wouldn't do that because there are some people out there who might.
Who cares? I didn't do it. So
no,
I
and I'm really not worried about what I'm saying is I think that, like, to you, infidelity is the most awful thing someone could do. If you went and had sex with somebody else, I don't know. Like, a little bit, I'm like, okay, I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know, but other people, if it was on top of everything we've gone through, oh yeah, that would be the fucking end. But for somebody who hasn't gone through everything, listen, for years after we moved into that house that we could not afford, that we've talked about so many times, I was constantly waiting for the other shoe to drop. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know how we were paying for that house. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. So I was always waiting for what was going to happen. Like, is he going to tell me that now we're fucking broke and we have to get rid of everything and we have to move to a mobile home, which I know now to you sounds like a blessing. Oh, but at the time, I didn't know what was going to happen. Uh-huh. So in some ways, that wouldn't have been the worst thing. And I do think that you can come back from that. And I do think that people make mistakes. And I do think that being married to one person for the rest of your life is a long fucking time.
Damn.
Well, I'm sorry. It is. It is. Right. It's a long time.
All yeah. right.
So we just went a little bit off.
So that was 2% of
I'm not,
what we're...
Let me clarify.
Yes.
If I find out tomorrow that mm-hmm. you have been lying to me, fuck that shit. No yeah. way. And no, that is different than had you come clean to me on the day that I told you to come clean to me.
Okay.
That was it. That was the window of opportunity.
Sure.
Yeah.
Passed.
Okay.
Done. Mm-hmm. You too, by the way.
What the fuck did I do?
I'm saying if you come to me and be like, oh, hey, I met this girl and I had a good time.
No.
Because that's the same thing, by the way.
Don't think I don't think about it.
I know you do. Yeah. That's why I'm saying when I say girl, listen, girls, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Okay? If you cheat with a girl.
Of course
it's the same thing as cheating with a guy.
Cheating is cheating.
Yes.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Listen, right. because it involves an element of lying.
Do we have cheating out of the way yet?
I'm sure we'll come back to it.
Of course we will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So you said, are there ever times that I could not trust you? I never thought you would cheat on me. I got that out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not about cheating. This is about trust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So There's been many times that I have not had trust in you. And for me, it comes down to the non...
Many times.
Many times. Almost on a semi-daily basis. Because when it comes down to the non-kid responsibilities, I do not trust you to take care of shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's why... For example, how did we come to terms of that I pay the bills? How did that start? How did we start out together that I pay the bills and you don't?
The same way we come to terms that I do certain things and you don't.
No, it was because I knew you I would never trust you to pay bills. I knew it wouldn't get done.
Yeah, but we could go back and forth and do that all day long.
But that's my point. But that's,
I would never trust you to make sure that the kids were up to date with their...
Correct.
Yeah.
That's what this whole thing is about.
No, come on.
Really? That's what this...
No way. That is just a given... That's just a give and take in a relationship.
Do you think so?
I think...
You don't think there's relationships where they... Like, I would never trust you to pay the bills? Do you think that's in every relationship
I think now, if you sat me down... First of all, I don't think you ever would, because I think you are too controlling about all that stuff.
Okay.
But I do think that now is much different than a long time ago. But in a long time ago, you were so obsessed with the finances and so obsessed with making it work that we could live a certain way. I wouldn't know how to do that. Like, would you really want me in charge of the finances?
I'm not even
My brain does not operate like
okay,
that.
Okay, so you have your excuse that my brain doesn't work that way.
But you can say that about so many things, okay, that your brain doesn't operate that way.
Once again, before we even continue, we merged this question about how has trust affected us in the past, okay? So this is when you're saying... You're going back to the beginning. So I'm agreeing with that, because I'm not saying that's how things are today. I'm saying... I
think in life, in a relationship, you know your strengths and weaknesses. To put me in charge of the finances would be fucking ridiculous.
Right, exactly. So I would never trust you
to do
that.
That would be putting you like in charge of our relationships, our friendships.
That's a disaster.
That would be a disaster.
It's a simple question that I'm answering. How did I not trust you in the past?
Well, you don't have to just find a reason.
Oh, come on.
I think I'm a trustworthy person.
Like I said, you are very trustworthy when it comes to infidelity.
Well, okay, but I think I'm trustworthy in so many more ways.
Oh, in the past, I never trusted your, like I just said, your ability to pay the bills. Stop it. Or your ability to spend properly. Listen, I made my mistakes too. I'm just saying, you're asking me how did I not trust you. Taking care of the non-kid responsibilities. I have zero trust in your ability to do any
of
that.
Can you give me a few more examples?
You can never make a point. I have to make every single house appointment, even though I'm at work in your home, because you would never do it, whether it be landscaping or salt deliveries or a plumber or an electrician or anything that has to do without the kids. I have to say, hey, are you available this hour during the day? And then I have to go back to the company and say, oh, my wife is home during these hours. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I can never trust that you would ever take that responsibility and make it happen and get it done. Mm-hmm. I have to be the mediator.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Your life is hard.
You want to talk about a hard life?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, okay.
Really? Oh, come on. That's a big deal. I think that's a lot of struggle within a lot of marriages. No?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I'm making all other kinds of appointments.
I didn't say you're not doing other things.
Okay.
All I said was that non-kid responsibilities, I have zero trust in that.
I will own up to one thing of that, even though I think what you're saying is a little bit ridiculous. Because
really?
Yes, because I do think there's so many fucking appointments and everything that I do make and so many things that I do that, fine, you do the household stuff. I'm still fucking here when they come and everything, and I'm the one who's... paying them and giving them the tip. Like, it's a team effort. It's you take care of this, I take care of that. Like, it's teamwork. And there's teamwork in everything. Like, we just took our daughter to sleepaway camp. You paid for it. You sent them the payment, but I packed her. I made sure that all the health forms were in. I made sure that, that everything that needed to get done to get her there was done. It's teamwork. And I think a little bit that fine, you can't, if you could break it down to any type of, well, you won't do that. Well, you won't do that. I mean, we could do that all fucking day long.
Mm-hmm.
And it all comes back to the mental load, right? Like,
yeah, we both have our mental load.
I know. Yes, yes.
No,
we
I
do.
Wasn't trying to say it in a way that was minimizing
yes,
yours.
We do. We do.
I'm just saying you have things that right. you, I don't know about, and I have things
okay,
that you don't know
but
about.
So what I'm saying is that a trust thing? It's not that you don't trust me to do it. It's that that's not my strength, so I don't do it.
No, it was that I in the beginning, yes, I did not trust you to pay the bills because I knew that we would not have lights. We would
you
not
shouldn't
have heat.
Trust me now either.
I don't. Wait, right. All right, wait. We have to take a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Well, yeah, and when we get back, I feel like...
Okay. Oh, boy. I can't wait. All right, we'll be back. Can I just say, I love Love Book. I love my gift. I really did.
I'm so happy.
It looked like me, like a little thing that you made to look like me.
I thought so. Yeah. I thought it did a good job.
It had the eyelashes.
Yes. You made it? Yes. Yeah. I did not want to give you long eyelashes, but I had no choice.
All right. What is it? Tell everybody.
So Love Book is a premium gift, hand-bound, shipped all over the world, and everybody has a unique love story. I'm going to start crying, but what? Can I just say, I would have loved to have given this to my grandmother.
Aww.
I really would have. My bubby, yeah. I'm going to start crying, but my bubby, who was super special to me, I would have loved to have had this to give to her. It would have been so special. She was one of my favorite people in the world. You were second best, so I gave it to you.
I would have loved to give it to your Zeta, and I didn't even know him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I know he would be like my favorite person
ever.
He
would be, yes. And what it is it's great because you choose like a cover and you edit the title. Everything is basically you're making your own book for the person. You make your characters that look like you. Mine was super svelte.
Yes.
Yes.
You were hot in that thing.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Almost as hot as you are
well,
in real
there
life.
There you go.
Yeah.
You choose pages and personalize them. And Love Book is fantastic for your significant other, but it's also like for everything, for birthdays, just because, thank yous, anything you want to use it for. And you create yourself and the receiver from these adorable characters. You choose body type, hairstyle, facial expressions. And of course, I had to make my book inappropriate for you because that's just who we are. Mm-hmm. So that's how much you can personalize it, everything. So head to lovebookonline.com/MNM and put in promo code MNM20 for 20% off. And just, it's so fun. Our kids did it for my mom. They loved it. It's just a fun way of telling people why and how much you love them. So go do it, and I think it's fabulous.
Give it again. What's the promo?
lovebookonline.com/MNM, promo code MNM20 for 20% off.
Awesome.
Especially if you have your kids do it. It's super fun because they get to be creative and expressive, and it's great.
I love it.
Oh, shut
but not for me, for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell them why.
Right.
Yeah.
So we just dropped our daughter off at a sleepaway camp. And I know.
Do I have to leave for this?
No, I know. We both went to sleepaway camp for years. And one of the greatest things about sleepaway camp is you eat whatever you want. Nobody cares. And I feel like one thing that I did, which was super great, is that she's a teenager now. And there's very few things I know that she's putting into her body. But I sent her with Lola. I sent her with Lola, you know, all kinds of products. And I know now that she's getting only healthy, natural things that I sent her put into her body. And I think that it's awesome. And the FDA doesn't require brands to disclose comprehensive list of ingredients in their feminine care products.
Oh, it's feminine care products. Well, you said put into her body. I didn't know if you were talking about natural foods or natural something.
Anything. Okay. I'm just happy to be able to control at this point whatever I can, and that's not much.
So it's natural care products for women.
Yes.
Okay.
What?
Now I'm understanding.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's not easy when you have a teenager to control this stuff. So if you're still responsible for buying this for them, I'm like, yes, of course I'm going to buy her natural care products. And so I just feel like it's an awesome company. It's made by women, founded by women, for women.
But do they give back? What do they do? Because we love those companies.
I do. Yes. Those are my favorite companies. Yes. And those are the ones, I mean, to be natural and give back. Yes, of course. They, for every purchase, they donate feminine care products to homeless shelters across the U.S., wow. Which is, yes, it's amazing. So you can choose either a combo.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Of organic tampons, pads, liners, or wipes. They have those wipes for anywhere on your body, which is amazing. And so for 40% off of all subscriptions, you need to go to mylola.com and enter MNM when you subscribe. And I just think it's an amazing company. And I know a lot of you have kids going off to college in the fall. I just think there's so little that we can control. This is an amazing thing to be able to know that we're doing right for our kids.
So it's My Lola.
No, My Lola, MYLOLA.com. Enter promo code MNM.
All right, we're back. And you had something.
Well, I was going to say, I think a lot about Jodi Utter, who, a few months ago, she came on our podcast. She's a good friend of mine and was very open and honest with us about the steps that she's gone through to forgive her husband, who had an affair. Mm-hmm. And she is so incredible because she's so open about it. And I don't know many people who are open about it. And it's so interesting because I think about people who I know in my life. I know so many people out there who I don't know many people who have dealt with infidelity. And I wonder to myself, well, have they not experienced it or are they not being open about it? Right. Like, mm-hmm. Because you think to yourself, I don't know how many, what percentage, I should have researched this. I don't know what percentage of relationships deal with infidelity, but you have to think that, you know, probably quite a few people who have dealt with it in their relationships. So the fact that she's so open about it to me is incredible. And I think obviously we would be like that too, because
I'm looking up right now, by the way. I'm checking the stats.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But I think about her with the one thing that she said was that her husband, when they were trying to recover from all of it, that she would bring it up again and again and again, and she would ask questions and, well, what happened here and what was this like and blah, blah, blah. And he would answer it as many times as she needed, that he never said to her, I'm done talking about it, it's enough, you know. And mm-hmm. And I think that's big, because I think that you need to be willing to give that to your partner, that they deserve that. If they have questions and scenes going on in their head and things that they're thinking about and they keep playing over and over again, that's torture. And if you are there saying, I will answer whatever you need to get over this, I think that's a big deal. And so I think about that a lot, and that, you know, with betrayal, if it's infidelity, whatever it is, what we've gone through with finances. And I think that one of the things is that, I know, listen, if it's been 2 years and you're still having to mull over it, fine. I see how that's a problem. But I think you owe the person as many answers as they need, as many, you know, mulling it over as they need. Like, their worst nightmare has come true. And you deserve to, you know, be willing to open up about it and give them the information as many times as they need.
Yeah, I agree. I think if it comes down to, listen, if I ever cheated on you and you wanted to hear what happened, I would play it over and over as many times as you needed, because it was me. I did it.
Right. So, except that, yes, I agree with you, except here's the other thing. And here's where I want to go off task. And I'm sorry to cut you off, but you're being a little full of shit.
Am I?
A little bit. Because how many fucking times did I ask you, did you go to strip club that night?
Right.
Did you do this? Like, there were, oh my God, I must have asked you 50 times over the course of the 6 months. And it wasn't even about the, I know everybody makes it about, why do you hate him for going to a strip club? Why do you hate that? The end result is that that's not even what it was. It was the lie.
Yeah, but the difference is that if I had cheated on you, if I was with another woman,
no,
if I was,
why does it, you lied to me.
No, my point is, you now, if I had cheated on you and you now know that I did, or vice versa, if you cheated on me and now I know you did, now the questions start. How
no,
long do the questions...
I still have questions. But why did you have a $700 bill? Why did you feel the need to leave that night? Why did you feel the need to lie to me about it?
You're talking...
Why? I have a ton of questions.
No, but you're talking about, like, with Jodi Utter, where she knows she was cheated on.
No. But it's, now they're... No, it's still about a lie. Whatever the lie is, you need answers. Infidelity is one lie. There's many other lies. And some of them hurt just as much. I truly believe that. And I know that there are people out there who are going to say, no. That's not true. If you are lied to over and over and over again, and you look somebody in the eye who you think is your partner in life, and they can say to you, I swear I didn't. What I told you is true. It didn't happen. You're being crazy. You know me. I would never. All those things that you at some point say to yourself, like, holy shit, is maybe I'm crazy. Like, maybe I'm the one who's. So the fact that, number one, I know she says that he came clean because he had to. He was, you know what I mean? He was probably going to carry that to his grave, mm-hmm. is what she says. You were probably going to carry everything that happened to your grave. So what I'm saying is you say that you would reveal all of it, but it took you a fucking long time.
No.
And but,
okay.
the threat of me leaving you to finally come forward.
That's not what I was even saying. I was saying once it was out in the open, whatever you wanted to know, But
your answer to me is, I don't know, because you don't know.
No, I'm saying...
Why did you spend $700?
No.
I don't know.
What I'm saying is... No, what you were saying is, if you know that your partner cheated on you, now you know. What are the details? What happened? Played over and over in your head, because you were saying about that. It's out in the open. So... Whatever you want to know, you ask, and he tells you or she tells you.
But that's hard.
But that's what you were just saying before.
No, I know, but it's hard. Imagine doing it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, of course it's hard.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
This whole trust thing is not just about cheating.
No, I know. That's what I was trying to say. Is that what he's saying, I think, applies to not only infidelity. I think it should apply to all lies. Why? What were you thinking? What happened? Why did you need to? Trying to get to the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and obviously therapy comes into play. And that's the, hopefully, once somebody has lied to you, they are willing to go and seek that therapy with you or without you or whatever you guys decide. But to me... The why of it is big. And I think that's, you know, because what happens is you play it over again in your head. And once you play it over again in your head, you're like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
What?
Well,
fuck.
I gave my why 1,000 times already in this podcast. So I don't even want to bore everybody again with my answers. Mm-hmm. It's been there. We've done that.
Right.
But I'm going to skip ahead here to where we're kind of going.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to pull a Danielle, and I'm going to go out of order.
Wow.
Yeah. Where you asked me if it's okay to have things in a relationship that you keep from one another.
Mm-hmm.
sorry, that kind of relates to what we're talking about now. So is it okay to keep a secret from your partner, from your husband, from your wife, whoever it may be? And for me, I think, yeah, I think it's fine. I think we, listen, we're all, like you said before, we're living with the same person for a long time. It's a long time.
Are you saying, okay, but here's the delineation. Are you saying before you were together or after you're together?
Okay, I would love to respond to that when you define delineation to me.
So are you talking about, okay, because here's the thing. I think we all have secrets. Yes. I think we all have secrets from our past. But there's a difference between secrets.
No, I'm not saying secrets from your past.
Right. Okay. So you're saying since you've been together.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
On a daily basis.
And wait, I'm sorry. Can I make one more delineation?
Mm-hmm. Now that I understand what that means.
Difference.
Sure.
I think there's a difference between secrets and skeletons. I think
Skeletons are in the past. Secrets are current.
Okay. No. Oh, no. What? No, skeletons are not current. Skeletons are also things that happened in the past.
I said skeletons are in the past. Secrets are current.
What do you mean current? Things like, you're still doing.
Correct. So like a skeleton in your closet is like, listen, I did this thing 30 years ago.
Right, but I think it's okay to have secrets that you did 30 years ago too. Or, oh my God, are we fucking old enough to have secrets?
No, we were 10.
Yeah, no, I don't have any secrets from 10. But I do have secrets from high school and college that I will never tell anybody. But I'm okay with that.
I don't know?
Yes.
Really?
But they're not skeletons.
Give
us
one.
They're not...
I want to know one.
They're not something that... they're not something that... is eating at me and festering that I feel like I need to reveal. That I think is a skeleton. Something that's eating at you that you feel like, oh my God, if I don't tell somebody, I'm going to explode. I need to get it off my chest. I think a secret is something you keep with you that you're like, yeah, I did that. It was kind of phenomenal. I didn't hurt anybody.
Yeah, but even something stupid like...
Well, I have secrets.
Of course you do. But even something so like minimal, like... What I said was, if you're keeping something from one another that could be or could have devastating consequences, that's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's a skeleton.
If you hide your Starbucks addiction every day.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about fucking Starbucks addiction. No,
or you hide.
No,
your...
I'm talking about when I was in high school and people know it. And there's probably some of my high school friends sitting out there. No, that's not even, everybody knows. That's not a secret. I was a blowjob queen. No, I'm talking about, okay, in high school, there was a very, 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 which you probably know, maybe, but you don't know the details. I had an older history teacher who was since dead. That's how old he fucking was.
Oh, my God.
And I was in love with him. And he and I used to write love letters to each other.
I did not know that.
Yes, we did. We wrote love letters back and forth.
Really?
Yes. We never did anything. Never touched each other.
That's
never had
bad.
Sex. No, it's not too bad. He was married.
Yeah, but now he's dead, so it doesn't matter.
No, God, no. No, I never even should have done that. But it happens.
How old was he?
At the time?
Yeah.
Old enough to wear one polo shirt over the other polo shirt.
No way. Were they both pop collars?
Yeah, he was a mountain man. Yeah, but looking back now, like when I look at my old yearbook, I'm like, what the fuck? But I never touched him. He never touched me. He was super inappropriate with me. Should have gotten fired on the spot. But I...
That's awesome.
I loved him. He was so smart. And he would like, even if I would say something stupid in class, he would make me feel really smart. Like I just loved him. never touched him, never cheated. And I was young and stupid. But you know, that to me is a secret, which I just told. But
it's not a secret
no
more.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is a skeleton. It's not. It wasn't eating alive at me and festering at me.
It should have been.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe for him, not for me. I was the kid in the situation. I didn't do anything wrong. I was 16. So, but I didn't touch him. He would have touched me, but I didn't let him.
I'm just curious, as a 16-year-old, why? Why did you not let him take it further?
I think I knew. I think I knew.
Really? But at 16?
Yeah, I think I knew. I think I knew it was wrong.
Hmm.
Yeah, as much as I
like you had, like you were, because he was married, like did you think about that?
Oh, or yeah.
Just, really? Oh, yeah. Oh, at 16? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, I had morals and values.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's always. Weird. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. When somebody does, I guess, violate trust in a relationship, you got to get it back. Mm-hmm. So how do you do that?
Well, yeah, hopefully they're going to give you the opportunity. They don't have to.
Of course not.
Right.
So if it goes past the boundaries of your partner, then obviously they're not going to. But right. If they're willing to work through it, what do you think? How do you gain that trust?
Well,
back?
I was hoping you would answer that.
Oh.
Well, I can tell you. Okay, here's how I can tell you that John Gottman talks about.
I was curious about how Danielle would talk about it.
But I don't need to talk about it because I've never violated your trust in like for real. Well, I was going to talk about John Gottman, and Brené Brown talks about this a lot and everything. Is that, you know, the.
Before you do.
God, for fuck's sake. Yeah.
I'm going to give my answer because it's really quick.
Oh, well, you wanted my answer. Yeah. So, okay, go ahead.
Because I'm going to simplify it. Mm. I'm going to make it very simple.
Vacation, diamonds.
Diamonds.
A new car.
Vacation.
Uh-huh. I'll take any of those.
Lick the labias.
Lick the labias.
Yeah. Doesn't that feel good? I don't know.
Not enough Find to the clit. Regain trust.
No, just to simplify it, you really, the person who did the thing to
violate the trust.
Thank you.
Okay.
You have to see in yourself. What you did, what needs to change, what you did that is wrong. Okay, if you're just hearing it from your partner, it's not enough.
Yeah, but even realizing what you need, okay.
I'm not there.
You cheated
I'm not
on
done.
Me. You need to know what's okay, wrong. Oh,
fine.
Okay.
I cheated on you. Okay. Now I know I'm coming clean with it, and I'm accepting the responsibility that yes, that happened. Now you need to understand why what you did is not trustworthy to somebody that you're supposed to love and is supposed to love you. Why would you do something like that? If you can't get past that, that's another reason that maybe you have to have another conversation about. Okay? Or you say, man, I was fucking just stupid. And then you say, I understand what I did was wrong. I understand what I did.
Wait, you think you can cheat on somebody and say, I understand what I did was stupid, and you can just move on?
No, I'm not there yet. I'm not at the end yet.
You're taking a long fucking time.
I was trying to simplify it and make it short.
You're really not.
Sorry. All right. Bottom line.
Please.
Cut the shit out. Fucking just stop doing it. And hopefully, if you're both willing to work it out, time is going to heal everything.
No.
If you're willing to communicate.
Oh my God,
and talk
I could not fucking disagree with you more. You're acting like you're like an inactive participant.
What do you mean?
What? Time is going to heal.
It has to. What else is going to heal it?
You fucking owning up to your shit.
That's what I just said.
Apologizing.
That's what I just said. I said that you have to realize what you did was wrong. You have to understand why what you did was wrong. And if you're both willing to move forward.
No, you need to say, what do I need to do to gain it back and do it?
I did. I said, cut the shit. Stop doing it.
No, not just stop doing it. Whatever the person wants you to do, you do it. Yes.
Okay, so beyond cutting the shit out.
Yes,
it's then.
That's
the next
a given.
Step, the next step is, okay, now you tell me what you need. I'm there for you. It's done.
Okay, so you've apologized. You didn't mention that. You said cut the shit out. You didn't mention apologizing.
Right, correct. Obviously,
okay,
you need
what
to apologize.
What can I do to make amends? I don't give what. I don't give a shit. If you want the person to eat 30 fucking pizzas, let them eat 30 fucking pizzas. Like,
wait, who? The person who did something wrong has to eat 30 pizzas?
I want to eat 30 pizzas. Oh. No, I'm just saying, like, whatever it is, you do it.
Okay.
You don't just say, like, oh, time will heal. Fuck that.
Time
doesn't do
shit
in that
scenario.
I wasn't
just saying time will heal. I'm just saying that's the aftermath. After everything has been talked about, after everything has been apologized for, after everything that you've realized it within yourself, if you're both willing to move forward, you need time. Now, listen.
Well, every action, not time.
Every situation is different. Okay. It's not quite that cut and dry for everybody.
Can I give an example?
No.
Okay. You have done a lot of things to try to make amends.
Yes.
With everything. You have.
I have.
People will say to me, first of all, let's just talk about the fact that you're like doing this podcast. Hello. Like that's insane.
Insane. Good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Insane in the membrane.
Okay.
Yeah. Insane in the brain. Yeah.
Insane because in the brain.
I feel like a lot. Okay. We have certain people in our lives. We have two types of people in our lives. We have the people who say, holy shit, you guys talk about everything. It's incredible. It's amazing. And then we have people who say, holy shit, you talk about everything. Are you fucking crazy? What are you doing?
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Guess which batch I trust. Obviously, the people who are like, "Oh my god, you guys are amazing! You're coming out." Like people the people in my life who are. And it's, let me tell you, this batch, the batch who are saying, "You are doing all this stuff. You guys are amazing." Hello, you're my people.
Yeah.
The people who are saying you guys are fucking crazy. Why are you doing that? Your kids are going to hear it one day. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bye bye. Like that's my gauge.
Okay.
Because I'm like, why? Why are you saying that to me? So
I think
it's so dark in here.
I think I have done one of the greatest things ever. And I preface that with, I'm sorry, guys. I don't want to toot my own horn here. I'm out here on a fucking podcast to hundreds of thousands of people.
No, for sure. I agree.
To reclaim myself.
Yeah.
As a husband and a father to better myself
and everybody else.
What?
And to try to like get people who are out there to listen and
absolutely.
That
you need to
understand. I give you so much credit for that.
All right, thank you guys for listening.
Right.
Enjoy.
No, for real. I really do. I think to myself for people who are like, "What are you guys doing?" I'm like, "You know what? You don't get it and you can just move on." But for every one person who says that, we get 40 who say something good, and those are my people. I think that you have done a lot to try to regain my trust in our relationship and repair our relationship. And I think that's amazing. And I think that one of the things that Gottman says is that trust is built in the smallest moments. Right, that we all think that trust is built in the big moments, in the how do they act in the big moments. But for us, it's gaining a little bit at a time. How did you react to, you know, it's when somebody says to me, "I listened to your podcast on guilt and I got it and I understood and I support you for what you're doing." I'm like, I inhale that and I'm like, okay, now I feel like I can be vulnerable to you. You know, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Completely.
It's the people who say, you know, who if a parent dies or something happens and they come to the funeral and you're like, wow, not that that's a small moment, but that's a big moment. But they're here. The people who show up, the people who try to understand what you're doing, even if it's not what they would do. And who aren't judging. That's the moments that build trust, right?
Thank you.
That's not going to record.
I completely agree with you guys.
But it's not going to record.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for the applause.
People who show their vulnerability. That, to me, that's the people who I want to be vulnerable with, right? Like, I want to sit around and, like, for you to do what you do, that to me is like a huge turn on.
What, to do what I do?
That you're here talking about it.
And damn right.
Right. No, thank I'm serious.
You. No, I appreciate
sure.
that.
Not to say I don't hate you for so many things. I fucking hate you for so many things.
And I hate you for so many things
100%.
Too. Just making that clear.
100%. But there are certain things that you can do to show your vulnerability. It doesn't have to be a podcast. I don't care. Do something vulnerable to show the other person that you're showing up.
Yeah.
You're,
go out on the street corner naked with a one of those wood signs over your belly.
And whatever be like, the I person wants up. You to do. Yes.
Yeah. Play like something like that.
Play truth or dare, and whatever the dare is, do it. But Gottman says that's what it is, that the small moments, people who show their vulnerability. And for me, that's huge. Like, for me, trust is built from vulnerability. I have friends who are always willing to put their stuff out there that I trust, that they're not going to judge me. Somebody who says to me, holy shit, let me tell you what I'm going through with my kid. Let me tell you what I'm going through with my husband. I'm going to listen to that and be like, number one, they're trusting me. I'm never going to tell anybody about it. Number two, I'm going to trust them. And those are the people in my life who I trust. I do not trust the people who I look at and are like, you're trying to look perfect. You're trying to look like everything in your life is good. I cannot relate to that. You will never learn my secrets. Don't listen to my podcast.
What would you do if your friend came to you and said, I've got this thing. I want to talk to you about it. Don't talk to anybody about what I'm going to tell you. Would you talk to me about it?
Well, what is it?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Your friend says to you, I've got this thing. Please don't.
That happens to me all the time.
Okay, please don't talk to anybody. Would you talk to me?
Well, we've had this happen many times. I have friends all the time who, I think it depends. If someone says to me, don't tell anybody,
just
I'm not telling
it at
you.
That. Okay.
No.
Okay, so they don't have
I
to
have
say.
I have secrets from you from friends that you will never know.
Okay, that's fine.
Right,
I appreciate
right,
that.
Right,
yeah.
Totally.
So,
and you, that's one thing I was going to talk about next. But
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that they don't have to say, don't talk to anybody, even your husband.
No, I have friends who have said to me, please don't tell anybody. Okay. And I'm like, first of all, one thing that helps is, number one, I don't have a lot of friends in the same circle. I have a friend from this circle. I have a friend from that circle. That, to me, is the beauty of friendship, is I'm not in a clique. I have no clique. I have a tribe. I have people from this, you know, realm of life and this realm of life and this, from my high school and from my college and from my, you know, teaching days.
No, your friends are very spread out.
Yes. I do not have.
You have like a best friend from like five different.
Yes. I don't have
groups.
A clique, which is where you're all friends with each other. And I have a tribe.
Yeah.
And so for me to, it would mean nothing for me to share. It would never mean anything because we're not all friends. I have different friends. And I think that's huge. I actually want to do an episode about that. But I think also, you don't give a shit about anything.
No, I don't care.
No, you don't give a shit. For me, I would never tell you anything.
And even if you did.
But if I did, you would care less.
Not only would I care less, I'd forget the next day.
Yes.
So it doesn't
That's
even
true.
Matter.
And I respect that about you. You have no interest in gossip. Like,
no.
Like, even with celebrity gossip, sometimes I'm like, I want to share celebrity gossip so badly with somebody.
Yeah, don't talk to me.
Right.
Yeah. I don't even know their name.
It bothers me. It bothers me because I'm so into, I'm not into, with my friends, it's not gossip. With me, with my friends, it's, you're going through something, I want to be there. Celebrity gossip, I'm like, you're fucking rich, you're fine, it's fine, I'm gonna talk to anybody I can about it. And you, I'll tell you, and you'll be like, who's that?
Yeah,
what?
Who, what?
It's so not fun. And that's why I want a lesbian wife.
Yes.
Right there.
I have no interest.
Yeah, no, it's
okay.
Super annoying.
But, okay, forget about friends. What about kids? If one of the kids said to you,
it's already
Listen.
Happened.
What?
It's already happened. I'm already keeping secrets.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, all right. Well, let me ask the question so people know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. If one of the kids said to you, listen, I got to tell you this thing, but please don't tell dad. Or like to me, please don't tell mom. Would you? Obviously not.
It
because,
depends. It depends.
Well, yeah, I said that too because I want them to know that they can trust me to keep something. If it's something that I need your input on, which is probably 80% of everything.
80%.
120%?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would totally come to you for the input and just be like, listen, don't tell the kids. I'll take care of it. But I don't know how to handle this thing.
Here's my thing.
Okay.
Here's what I love so much about you. We have, you know, three kids who are very different people. I don't think there's anything our kids could tell me that I would have to tell you and you would be like, what the fuck? I think anything our kid tells you, sexuality, whatever race they're dating, whatever they're falling short of political agendas. Mm-hmm. I think anything our kids told us about what they wanted in their life, you wouldn't give a shit.
Well, I would give a shit.
You would?
No, I would give a shit like I'd be interested.
Oh, no. But what I'm saying is I don't think any of our kids are coming to us and saying, don't tell dad because they're worried that you're going to not accept them.
They don't feel that
right,
way about me.
Right.
No.
Our kids know they can tell us more an absolutely anything about anything.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you have the relationship with Mia because you're girls. Mm-hmm. And there's certain things that just guys don't, the dads or her brothers don't get involved in. Mm-hmm. And we shouldn't know about.
And her brothers are 11 and 7. So, yeah.
but you're girls.
Yeah.
So you have and I got my boys. Mm-hmm. So there's certain things I want them to talk to me about that you have no involvement in. Mm-hmm. Unless I need help.
because I probably will. Right.
But either way, yeah, it's totally okay. Like
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And I used to tell my mom, my dad was very, I don't want to say conservative. That's the wrong word. He was not conservative. He was very.
Ultra conservative?
No, he was ultra responsible. I don't know the word. But I used to tell my mom stuff and say, don't tell daddy. And she didn't. She really didn't. She 100% didn't. I 100% would know if she had because he would have been super mad at me. And that was a big deal to me that mm-hmm. she, you know, they had a great marriage. They have a great marriage. And I could tell her things and say, don't tell daddy. And she wouldn't.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like for death. It was I fucked up and I did something stupid. And I trust you to know, and I don't want dad to know. And she was probably like, dad doesn't need to know. He's working all the time anyway. I'm not telling him.
Yeah, if one of the kids came to me and was like, fast forward 5 years, if one of the kids was like, I went to a party and I got drunk and like I didn't feel good. I threw up and like, just please don't tell mom. Just please don't. Mm-hmm. Be like, dude, listen, let me talk to you about this. Okay, let me tell you how this works.
Right.
Don't worry about it. Mom's not going
to
know.
I'll be very happy not to have to deal with everything.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, I'm serious. Like, if there's some things that they just want you to handle and you're going to handle it, if I didn't think you were going to handle it, no, I would not be happy.
Honestly, I'm looking forward to that stuff.
Oh, don't say that.
I really am. Like, okay. I want to be there for them for their mistakes, mm-hmm. like for their first time learning experiences, like throwing up for the first time from drinking too much or
yeah, probably the person
pot.
Who causes it.
Well, I'm be like, listen, what'd you drink? Come here. I got
smoking
something better.
Pot. You're not going to be able to give them any pot advice.
What do you mean?
Because you've never done pot, really.
No. I did a lot in high school.
Oh.
Yeah, but never since. But it's legal almost everywhere now anyway, so it doesn't even matter.
Right.
But no, I look forward to that kind of like fun, bad stuff.
My thing is this. I go back to the skeleton in the closet. If it's something that you think your child really isn't, you know, if it's about your child being in danger, of course you need to share
right,
it.
Right, of course.
You know what I mean? Yeah. If there's certain
things
that
I need your input.
I used to tell my dad was super conservative about so many things. And I used to tell my mom, who I knew was super liberal, and I used to be like, please don't tell daddy. And I really don't think she did. And it made me trust her so much more. And I think that was huge for me. I think it made me feel like I could reveal things that maybe today would be haunting me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like
you know
if
what?
I kept it in, I told her that we were just talking about the high school teacher. Not at the time. If I had told her at the time, she probably would have contacted the school and it would have been a whole big thing. It was different back then. It's different now. If my daughter came to me with that, the first thing I would fucking do is go to the school. That would be the first thing I would do. I told her after the fact because it had been 3 years eating at me. And I told her about it and he was already retired and whatever. Anyway, I just said to her, please don't tell daddy. And she was like, at this point, they're not in contact anymore. Why am I telling him? And she didn't tell him. Mm-hmm. And I respect her for that. I'm like, fine. What would that have done to tell him? We never touched each other. Nothing ever happened. I needed to get it off my chest. It wasn't hurting me at the time. Just fine. Please just be my person who I can tell. And she did. She was.
Yeah, I feel like if I fucked up like tomorrow, I could go to Linda and be like, mm-hmm. hey, listen, here's what happened. Don't tell anybody.
She, yes.
And she wouldn't.
As much
even
as
you.
Yes, yes, she would. She was, she's, yeah. And I want to be that person for my kids too. And she fucked up a lot and I'm going to fuck up a lot. But there are some things. Did she fuck up a
Linda
lot?
Linda fucked up a lot.
What?
Doing what?
She slept through half my childhood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in that sense. Okay, yeah, I thought you meant her childhood.
No. Yeah. She was a super goody two-shoes.
Yeah.
No. What I'm saying is she fucked up as a mom a lot. But I can never really be mad at her because she
made
gained
up for
it all back.
Yeah. In spades.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, I have a few more things I want to talk about.
I'm done.
If you
want to listen to Danielle, please continue.
Yeah, I have a few things I want to talk about. And this is only part one. We're going to come back, and I have a lot more.
All right.
I want to come back when you're not as tired. But first of all, we talked about Gottman, who talks about trust is built in the small moments. Fine. What that means is, for instance, he talks about sliding door moments. Have you ever seen Sliding Doors, the movie?
With Gwyneth Paltrow? No.
It's a great movie. So he talks about sliding doors moments. So the movie's about Gwyneth Paltrow. She is supposed to get on a train. She misses the train. And it's all about two different versions of her life. Had she made the train? Had she not made the train? Uh-huh. And her life turns out completely differently. So everything is a sliding door moment. Brené Brown talks about this on Oprah's podcast. And she says, what happened was one night, his wife was obviously super down. She was very upset about something. Same way a lot of women are on some nights, you know, very down about things. And John Gottman says, Augie says, mm-hmm. John Gottman says, okay, I had two decisions then. I could, number one, go to sleep. He was exhausted. He just wanted to go to sleep. He didn't want to acknowledge the fact that his wife was upset about something. Or I could go to my wife and say, what's going on? Why are you upset? And he chose to go to his wife and say, why are you upset? And it turned into this whole, that's a sliding door moment. From that, he gained trust with his wife, mm-hmm. as opposed to going to sleep and knowing she was upset and not, you know, her feeling betrayed, knowing that he probably saw that she was upset and he decided, I'm tired. I just want to fucking go to sleep. And we all have those moments, right? Where we know the other person's upset and, you know.
I'm falling asleep from this story. Just let you know.
Yeah, well, you haven't listened to yourself. So that's like a sliding door moment, right? That you want to try to gain that from yourself, from people. So I think also one thing that I think is huge with trust is, and that's when I come back from Jonathan Van Ness.
Who?
From Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Is that like the main guy, like the long hair guy?
Yes.
Yeah, he's
and
like,
I love
yeah,
him. Yeah. And he had Jamila Jamil on, who's from The Good Place. Mm-hmm. And the two of them together to me is like chemistry. Like I want to be in on that conversation. You know, like there's few conversations, like I'm sure that's how you feel with your fucking science dudes, like
yeah,
all their penises hanging out and stuff, and you're like, I want to be part of that conversation. Well, I feel like that about Jonathan Van Ness and Jamila Jamil, that they're sitting there talking about all these trust things, and she's talking about, they're both, she's to me one of the five most beautiful people on the planet. They talk about like shitting themselves in public. Oh. Like they both shit themselves in public.
Really?
Yes.
Marathon runners or?
No. I've shit myself as a marathon runner.
hasn't everybody as a marathon runner?
No. Oh. But she's talking, they're talking about shitting themselves as a marathon. And in that, I'm like, holy shit. I want to be part of that conversation. I would reveal anything about myself in that conversation of two beautiful, successful people talking about shitting themselves. I want to be in on that talking about. No, I'm serious. I want to be in on that talking about that. So what I'm saying is if you want people to be trusting of you, you need to be vulnerable. Like if you're expecting people to be vulnerable with, like that is my gauge. That's how I gauge who am I telling stuff to, because I have two types of people in our life. I really do. I have people in my life who I can tell anything to, and they're going to come back at me and be like, bitch, here's what happened to me and my kid and I fucked up and this is what happened. And I'd be like, thank you.
Right.
And then I have people in our lives, very few and far between, because this is not what we have created for ourselves. Mm-hmm. But I have people in my life who say, what the fuck are you doing?
Right. Why are you such a
Why
fucking bad mom?
Are you revealing this to people? Why are you telling your inner soul to people? What if your kids don't want to hear it one day? And that's when I say, you will never hear. I will never reveal to you anything in my life.
Or yet. Understand what we're doing here.
Or yeah. Trust you in any sense. So I think in order to earn trust, you need to reveal vulnerability. And I think we've done a really good job in our lives of taking that, of asking for that and giving back. We're very vulnerable people.
I think so.
Yeah.
With all this being said,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And of course, if you have a one-on-one conversation with us, it's even to the max. You know, one thing on the podcast, and then we go one step further if you're one-on-one.
Anybody want to have a conversation one-on-one with us? Meet us in New York. Let us know. You want to do it? We're in.
All right.
We're done.
We're almost up on our year anniversary.
Yeah.
In a few weeks, we're going to do a year anniversary episode.
Wow. Almost a year.
Yeah, almost. In 2 weeks, it'll be a year.
Yeah, we're still babies.
No, we're not.
We don't know what we're doing yet.
Well, that's obvious. But okay. Rate and review.
Okay. Yeah, we're done. So we're done. Do all the things.
And we're going to do more trust episodes. Please message us if I know there's a lot of stuff we didn't get to.
Yeah.
It's too hard.
Yeah, we're going on long enough.
Okay.
So yeah. So please, subscribe, rate and review. After you heard that.
and our year anniversary is coming up. The only thing I could say is buy us a drink. If you go on our website and you hit sponsor, you can buy us a drink.
Yeah, it's up in the right hand corner. Support us. Yeah, not sponsor.
Support us. Yeah. Please. It's been almost 1 year and we're trying to do everything we can to make it a great community. And
thank
like
you for those who have.
Yes. And there's been a lot who have. And a lot, you know, with one of the biggest messages we get is we need better audio. Well,
is that true?
Well, not anymore. Because the people who wanted better audio, we did not take it and buy nicer clothes, we got better audio. So
we do sound better.
Yeah. So anyway, anything you give us goes back into the podcast.
Yeah, of course.
If you're involved,
there's so much more we want to do here. So thank you guys for listening
and subscribe.
Check
that the subscribe button is hit.
Do all the good things. Okay, thanks
we
guys.
Love you. Yeah.
Been fun. Mm-hmm. This was good.
It was fun.
I mean, didn't even fight enough.
Yeah, we fought some.
A little bit.
We'll fight more next time.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Bye. Love you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.